David Bell is back with us by phone tonight. He's one of our notable regional authors who received degrees from Miami University and the University of Cincinnati. He currently is a professor in the English department at Western Kentucky University. His previous novels include Cemetery Girl and The Hiding Place. He has twice been nominated for the prestigious Pushcart Prize. Tonight we're going to talk about his latest novel, which is titled Never Come Back. And welcome back to you, David.
Thank you very much for having me.
The main action in Never Come Back swirls around a young woman. Her name is Elizabeth Hampton. She's a 20-something, and actually she has come back to her small Ohio town to go to graduate school. So if you would first just describe her personality, her perspective on life at this time in her life.
Elizabeth is at that point in life where she has tried very hard to establish her own identity. She's left the town she grew up in. She went away to college. And she's trying very hard to say, I'm my own person. I'm on my own. I'm self-sufficient. I can chart my own course through life. She's ended up coming back to go to graduate school in her hometown. And, of course, that means that she's getting drawn back into her family drama a little bit. And I think that's a conflict that a lot of us deal with in life. We want to establish our own selves and our own lives, but we have these very deep ties to the people closest to us. Usually it's our parents. If you're at the point in life that I'm at and a lot of people are at where you have parents who are getting older, you feel that pull back home even as you're trying to establish your own life. So that's really the dilemma she is being hung up on right now.
Tell us some of the people in her life, her mother, her brother, and what challenges she's facing around them.
I'm not giving anything away by saying that her mother dies at the very beginning of the book. That's the first thing that happens, is that Elizabeth finds out that her mother, who was 70 years old, has died. So the first question is, what happened to her mother? Did she die of natural causes? Or did she die as a result of foul play? Then the situation is further complicated by the fact that Elizabeth has an older brother named Ronnie. Ronnie's a year older than her, and he has Down syndrome. So when her mother dies, Elizabeth is now put in the situation where she is going to be the primary caretaker for her brother. And to further complicate things, Elizabeth's brother Ronnie becomes a suspect in her mother's death. So she's trying to find out what happened to her mother. She's trying to decide if she can take care of her brother and have her academic career. And she's trying to figure out if her brother is actually capable of committing this awful crime against her mother.
You certainly treat us to a large dollop of suspense in this novel. But I was also thinking that you really focus on communication issues, secrets, how those play out in life. Did you want that to be a focus of what you were writing about?
Yeah, definitely. I think that when we're growing up, when we're kids, we're very self-centered. And we think that our parents' lives began the day we were born. It's really difficult for us to conceive of our parents having lives before we existed. And that's what Elizabeth is finding out. When her mother dies and she starts learning things about her mother's life, she realizes her mother had an entire life before Elizabeth was born, and that her mother's life was not easy before Elizabeth was born. But she's never known these things, and there have been people close to her, not just her mother, but other people close to her who've been keeping these things from her. So I think it's a coming-of-age story in that sense, that she's entering adulthood, and she's coming to understand that the adult world is not the world she thought it was, and the people closest to her are not who she thought they were.
I'm interested to ask you about the voice, if you will, in which you write, which I believe in all three of your novels has been from a female character, and why you chose that, what appeals to you about that.
On the one hand, I'd like to say that I have this grand conception, and I put all this thought into writing from the point of view of a certain character. It's much more instinctual for me to say who was the best character to tell the story. Cemetery Girl was a story about a father and a daughter, and The Hiding Place had a grandfather, his daughter, and his granddaughter, And here we again have a mother and a daughter. So it's really just in every one of these stories, I'm exploring these family dynamics from different angles and from different perspectives. In this case, it's first person from the point of view of Elizabeth. And so I thought it was interesting to explore that mother-daughter relationship. It's interesting to have a female being the protagonist of a suspense novel because she's not going to be James Bond. She's not Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's not going in and fighting with people and kicking people's butt and things like that. But it means that there are a whole host of other things that she can do, using her brain, using her intellect, the way she talks to people, the way people talk to her, and the way people treat her. So it creates a lot of interesting dynamics to go down that road and who we pick as our protagonist in a story.
I want to shift gears for a moment here because you, as I mentioned, have twice been nominated for the Pushcart Prize, which is a great honor. For listeners who might not be familiar with this, will you tell us a little bit about that, who created it, and how it continues?
The Pushcart Prize is given to the best stories that appeared in small press journals. So all those magazines that are not the New Yorker, that are not the Atlantic Monthly, smaller literary journals, independent literary journals, which are really where you see so much good short fiction, poetry, creative nonfiction, interviews and things like that. So it's really a tribute to the small independent publisher and the small independent journal who don't always have a lot of money to work with and who don't always have huge distribution, but they're out there publishing some of the best stuff in the world. So that's what the Pushcart is. And every year, the people who win the Pushcart are in an anthology, and it's a great anthology that I'm sure you can find in any bookstore called The Pushcart Prizes, the Best of the Small Press. I couldn't tell you how many years it's been running, but it's at least been running 30 or 40 years or something like that.
Congratulations to you on being a part of that, and thank you so much for visiting with us tonight. I trust you'll be back with us again.
Absolutely. I should have a new book out next year called The Forgotten Girl, so yeah, I'd love to talk again. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, David. I've been talking with David Bell about his latest novel. It's titled Never Come Back. You'll find more information about it at WVXU.org or around Cincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.